Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about youth unemployment amid the worsening economic decline. This as government workers are pushing for a strike over poor wages and the poor economic outlook. The job action to be finalized later this week has the support of labor unions and civil society organizations. But the government has signaled a heavy-handed response, reportedly deploying police units, mainly in the capital, Harare. While the government statistics agency says Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently stands at about 90%, independent commentators say it's way over 90%, and that means limited opportunities for young people, including university and college graduates. Lingaba litshona njani emakhaya, yikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje kungolwesibili. Sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni. Nangu abatsha abanengi bakhala ngokuthi bayafunda baphothule emakolishini lasemanyuvesi kodwa basuke bengayitholi imisebenzi. Vakhala njalo ngokubhidlika komnotho khona abathi sokwenze impilo yabalukhuni kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziphakathi kokuqoqa ukukhalala umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Kwazwai vatereri kusangana ukumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chewe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tirikutaura nenyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa munyika. Apo vechidiki vachichema-chema. Nekuti kunyangwe vakadzidza sei mabasa haazi kuwanikwa. Nechikonzero chekutaza kwehurumende kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Tirikutaura nevechidiki vachinzwa, tichinzwa zvishuvo zvavo. Kune rimwewo divi vashandi vehurumende vari kugadzirira kuramwa mabasa vachichema-chema nekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma. And now let's hear from 21-year-old Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate based in KwaBulawayo. She talks to VOA Studio 7's Ezra Chisasvanda.
You're 21 years old, and what are you doing in life?
Well, I'm an aspiring radio and TV presenter.
At the moment, you're unemployed?
I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm looking yearly.
Okay. We have seen that many youths in Zimbabwe are unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
How do you survive?
These days, it's no longer about the passion. It's about whatever puts food on the table. So you can either do anything, cleaning, or waitressing, that's all you can do.
But it's very difficult to get those jobs as well.
It is very difficult to get those as well because people are hiring amongst their family members or amongst themselves.
And then I understand that a lot of people, they hire those who are connected to them or
exactly.
Or their friends or relatives.
Exactly.
And for people like you, who don't have anybody in the system or in businesses or in companies, how do you survive?
Yeah, it's really tough on us because we are trying to survive as well. And you look everywhere, they'll tell you we are good or we're not taking anyone at the moment. Whereas they know that they're going to be taking their close associates. So it's really hard for us, the unemployed.
Looking at the future, where are you going, let's say, when you're looking at the situation right now?
Looking at the situation, we are not going anywhere. We will end up doing nothing. So much for the passion, our passions and our aspirations. We will be forced to do anything just to put food on the table.
As a youngster, like yourself, a 21-year-old, do you live with relatives? Do you live with your parents? Where are you getting source of income?
Right now, I don't have any source of income. I stay with my parents. Yeah.
So your parents, after completing everything, schools, college, they now have to support you again.
They have to support me, but obviously they're always pestering me to like, look for a job, do something, you're done with your schoolwork, so do something with your life. But what do? No one is hiring.
That was Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate, speaking from Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. We also spoke to 24-year-old beauty therapist Samantha Ncube.
Samantha Ncube, you are 24. What are you doing in life?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing?
Yes.
You have never worked before?
No.
When did you complete your course?
2017.
And you've just been sitting at home?
I've been just sitting at home.
So what's the plan for the future?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your plans now? What are you going to do? Are you going to trick others going to South Africa? Are you already looking? Some of the people your age are actually now married. I can see now that you are pregnant already. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm now married. I'm married, yes.
Why do you get married at a young age? Is it because you entered the security?
Yes, I entered security, and the thing of not working, it wasn't working for me, so I just decided.
So you had to get married and sit down?
Yes, yes.
So you're happily married now?
Yes, happily married.
Do you wish to go back and work as well?
Very much. I do wish so.
What do you want to work? What do you want to do in life?
I wanna do many things.
Yeah.
I wanna be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I also want to be a host.
Okay. Yes. Since you've done all these tourism courses and all that, but they can't employ you, so you can't get a job there.
I can't.
Looking at the youth your age, so many of you are moving around the streets, and some are into prostitution, and some are into selling and buying. Where do you see the future of you, all you youngsters, your age, and let's say the youth between the ages of 18 and 36? Where do you see them in about 10 years' time or so?
In about 10 years' time, I think we'll be all suffering. Looking at the situation of our country, we'll be suffering.
That was Samantha Ncube speaking in Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. Tava kuenda kuHarare uko mtori wedu wenahu Godwin Mangutya ataura newechidiki Tanasi wa Dambuza uyo ane makore ekuberekwa makumi maviri nemana 24. Dambuza anoti vechidiki vari kutya noko dzezvironda.
Chikoro makabvari zviziri makaita chika pai pari zvino ndiri kufundzawo palevhe masters in international trade in diplomacy, but ndakatopedza marizauti nguva ndakangomirirawo hangu asati azoua saka kuri kushanda ku basa pari zvino handina chandinongoita kuvolondia kumaorganization yakasiyana siyana shuwiro iri yekuti nerimwe ramazuva ndigowanawo kwokushanda
saka tingati izvi zvinokwanisa here kuti munge muchirarama
kuvolondia pachokwadi handikwanisi kurarama handikwanisi kuchengetawo vabereki vangu sezavaishuwirawo mushure mekunge ndapedza fundo dzandiri kuita
somaonerei nichii chingaitwa nehurumende kuti vamwe vakaita semunge muchikwanisawo kuwana mabasa sezvo makaenda kuchikoro
hurumende tinovimba kuti ndiro basa rayo rekuti ikwanise kunge ichibatsiridza vechidiki kuti vange vachiwana mabasa saka chimwe chainokwanisa kuita kugadzirawo ikonomi yedu munyika yezimbabwe kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachi wana pokushandira nokuti kana economy isina kumira zvakanaka zvinoreva kuti isu sama youth hatikwanise kuwanikwa tichiwanikwawo tichienda kokushanda uye zvakare tikuona kune mitemo imwe inopunyikidza maorganizations ataishuwira kunge tichishandira for example PVOB izvozvo zviri kuita kuti maorganizations mazhinji atize of which isusu sevanhu vakadzidzawo political science tinototarisirwa kunge tichishanda kungava kuhurumende kana kumaorganizations iwavo saka kana maemployers or potential employers edu achinge asipo or achinge achitiza munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinongoreva kuti hatikwanisi kuwana mabasa
Tanatsiwa Dambuza achitaura ari muHarare naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. And now let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. You can send us your views on our social media platforms. We continue our show with Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda talking to youths in the country. Kulomunye njalo osakhulayo ongumsekeli webandla leZanu PF oke waxoxa leStudio 7 kusikhatshana esedluleyo. Yena othi kakaze asebenze empilweni yakhe kodwa uthi lanxa kunjalo uzaqhubeka elivotela ibandla elibusayo
kunjani mama izombali
nginompilo sibandi
yebo nompilo sibandi
yebo
wena uyini la
mina ngi youth
elana
elezani pf
uyithi ezani pf khoma yena esigabeni sapha
hayi esigabeni ku
right Right.
Yeah.
Ubona njani abantu bakhala vela bathi amayouth kala msebenzi wena njengeyouthlezanu p f uthini
nakathi asikawuphi umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi
manje uthini pela
sithi sicela nje imisebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi sisemakhaya sosibona
ukuthiumyezabuza ukuthi manje ukuzanu p f ungenamsebenzi uhlalele
kathi ngihlezi kuphela kade ngingathini
awudingi amanye amabandla
hayi amabandla kangiwadingi
okay
ngihlezi nje lami khonapho kuzanu p f ngibambelele khonapho
So ubambelele la.
Nyaka kakhulu.
Uyasebenza.
Kuzani phela?
Umnyaka ka 2023 ubona ngale wena.
Ngikhangela sikhangelele konoko.
Eh. Kodwa ubona ngale ngawena kodwa. Ulona.
Kakhulu.
Ujongana.
Ah, nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakala nje sikhangele nje. Lalapha esihlangana khona nje singamayouth singabadala hayi. Sikhangela sinambe nenga kakhulu siyawe.
Bona wawasebenza.
Hayi.
Awasebenza.
Eh.
Ukhanele uzasebenza kodwa
engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni za 2023 sizaqalisa
hayi zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alilu kodwa
hayi akusikalula abantu asazini bekhona siya kulwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
umkeni wawutshela abanye manje yethu asakhulela
ngamanye amayouth nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sicelacele nje izimali lapho esingazicela khona khona apha ebandleni lethu lathi sizuze ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
Osakhulayo weZANU-P F uNompilo Sibanda exoxa lapho lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7. ULovemore Sibanda yena uxoxe njalo elo Ezra Chisa Sibanda othi usedinge umsebenzi waze wadela ngosakhulayo ke uLovemore Sibanda. Asizweni inxoxo yakhe lo Ezra Sibanda.
Wena ke nyabona le myami ngani?
Mina nje 32 years.
Uthini lapho uyasebenza yini?
Lapha emsebenzi asithole. Siyaphayiseka nje sisabe sizama ukudinga but umsebenzi asithole.
Usu lesikhathi ngani ungasebenzi?
Ngathi vele ngazama lokuya eGoli ngaphenduka lapho ekhaya ngizake ngisebenze.
Kule myaka ye 32. Empilweni yakho nxa ukhange uphila njani ngobunzima lo?
Kunzima vele because le nto zasezinzima akula nto esingalithola asitholi lutho sibele.
Nxa ukhangele kathesi simo seZimbabwe ngobunzima lobo bukhona ucabanga ukuthi-ke intshe njenganama-youth anjengani azaphila ngani?
Kungaba ne-change nje lesitole lama-project okuyenza kuyabe kungcono.
Nxa sikhangele wena ngathesi emsebenzi oyenzayo kuyini ongathi ufundele ukusebenza ongakwenza?
Umsebenzi ngenze yabhozi ngiyakwanisa ukufaka ama-tiles aphansi lawa.
So wena vele ungulokhu ze uyakwazi ukwakha, uyakwazi ukulungisa ama-tiles, uyakwazi nokupenda. Uqualified?
Yeah, ngiqualified.
Lapha edolobheni wenzani? Uyabe ubhodi usenzani?
Sabe sidinga nje enye singakuthola emgwaqweni but akuda nje sikuthola.
Uthatha isikhathi enganani wawuthola umsebenzi? Uthi uthole i-peace job?
I-peace job uyithola ka-1 kumbe nge-2 weeks.
Uphile nani? Khuluma sile usitshele phela uhlala la.
Khona lokho ukuthi after 2 weeks ungathola i-$10 oyitholayo nale uthenga impuphu uthenge mazi siyathola enye futhi $10 after 2 weeks. Isiphilela vele ukudla plus kuyabe kushoda vele asitholi lutho.
With elections approaching in 2023, some are worried that the unemployed youth are vulnerable to being used by political parties to unleash violence for a small fee. Despite all the odds, some youth are finding solace in technology where they are creating opportunities for themselves and others. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye spoke with Rodwell Nyati, who teaches computers and coding at Meta Innovation Hub in Victoria Falls.
Panama distributors of innovation hub. We teach Savana, Nagasiana, Siana, Snofana, new quarter, coding, Kanabu, Katra music, Kanabu, which has a good drawer.
Murku, wana Vetiviki, which standard as teaching ways.
And Wona, Vachit, Father, CIT. Bona bazhinji vacho vachiuya nekuwana vachiuya kuzoda kudzidza zvecoding nezvekuita nezvetechnology.
Chirongwa ichi muri kusponswa nani? Chiri kubatsirwa nani?
Chirongwa ichi chiri kubatsirwa ne Love for Africa, Jamf, Angel of Hope and Meta.
Imi mune makore mangani sokona munenge vechidiki?
Inini ndine 20, I'm turning 27 muna August.
Saka vana vari kutambira sei kuona vachidzidziswa nevechidiki vanenge nini?
I believe vanenge vachifara kusingaiti because each and every time ndikapinda munomwe muchikoro muno vana vese vanenge vachida kumbouya kunongo vaizotaura neni vachimbondiesiaaaavachiesa.
Saka vanenge vachida kunyatsonzwa zvamuri kuita vanokubata ipapi munowanikwa kupi?
Tinowanikwa kumosi Victoria Falls, Mercy Innovation Lab, Mercy High School is an innovation lab. No, but by number that it's my team, 0782987424. Or no, one number by Twitter, on the board, we're line again.
That was Rodwell Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And now we are joined by our guest, that's John Muchenge, founder of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation, which works with young people on peace building and employment opportunities. Mr. Muchenge, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the number of unemployed people in Zimbabwe seems to be growing by the day as the economy continues to crumble. But particularly looking at young people, the youth demographic, how concerned are you about unemployment among Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think it's a cause for concern when we are seeing quite a number of graduates in our country that are loitering. Some of them are moving outside the country looking for employment at the greener pastures. And we as an organization that advocates for youth meaningful participation in the development of our nation, we are saying to the government that they should try to create meaningful opportunities for young people in our country. Zimbabwe has got a lot of opportunities that young people can explore, but I think we need to put our government to task to make sure that they open up those spaces so that we don't continue experiencing the brain drain that we are currently experiencing. But a lot of young people are moving to the neighboring countries, South Africa, some to UK, to looking for greener pastures. And as a country, if we continue doing that, in the next 5-10 years, we'll be left with no professionals in our country, even to zero. So as an organization, we are really concerned, and we are doing some inroads and engagements, diplomatic engagements with the relevant ministries, even the government, to make sure that they open up spaces for young people. Like you said before, that if we continue neglecting these young people, one, they are going to use drugs. I've seen the Ministry of Youth and other people doing massive campaigns against drug abuse and some awareness. And secondly, they are going to be used by politicians that have got money and manipulated to be involved in violence that we actually experience where young people are being used as political tools to pursue some agendas for certain political people.
And the government, of course, is blaming the ongoing economic challenges and the rate of unemployment on sanctions by Western countries like the United States and Britain. Is that not a fair point?
Yeah, it's a topic for discussion, and it depends which angle are we coming from. Both from my own understanding as a development practitioner, I have two things that are causing our economic crumble. The first one is the sanctions. Yes, they have been imposed, and they are causing some restrictions in the movement of goods and money even outside our country. But also we have got corruption, which is within our country, which also the government needs to deal with. I've heard the president, E.G. Mnangagwa, highlight hammering on corruption, which means and also the formation of ZEC, Zimbabwean Corruption Commission. We need these guys to hammer on corruption so that at least we limit some money which is being taken out of the country illegally. We limit also the movement of our minerals that are being illegally exported out of our country. So I think the sanctions, yes, and also corruption. So the government needs to close in these two things that are affecting our economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Muchenge, and please do stay on the line as we take our first caller. That's Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Tinofara mkoma tungamili Magadi iko.
Aiwa tinofara edu mapinda muchirongwa mui kuionawo sei nyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa ya kanganisa vechidiki muZimbabwe.
mukoma ntunga inyaya inorwadza zvingaiti inyaya huru inorwadza zvingaiti yekutinoda nyatso kuhandliwa inewe yekuti dei kuri kunzi hurumende yaita yaisa musoro pamwe chete nevanhu navagari vabereki kana kuti tingange kuti mastakeholders ese ane chekuita nezvedzidzo kana kuti nezvekuchengetwa kwevana zvakanaka kugara pasi nokuti pane dambudziko guru mukoma ntunga ndaichimbotaura kana Tete Mavelas paLestock kanye pamusoro penyaya iyo ndichiti future yevana yenyika future yenyika kwete yevana future yenyika yakutoenda mudondo nokuti kana vana vazhinji vanofanirwa kuzotwara nyika kuindira pane imwe stage mberi ine ramangwana varivo vakukanganisika kudai vanhu takatarisa zvinhu zvinogwadza mukoma nokuti nyika inenge yatoratidza kuti yakutoenda kumawere kucrisis jaja deep crisis.
Haiwa tinotenda
vanhu vakadzidza Zimbabwe inenge yati hakutipe kusisina ndezva zvinoreva kuti nhoroondo yese yekunzi Zimbabwe ina vanhu vakadzidza kwe kusisina ine ramangwana.
Aha, tinotenda mukoma Donald, regai tidzokere kuna vaJohn Muchenje. Muri kunzwa vaMuchenje vamamboma vari kutaura nekuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza stereki. Asi hupfumi huri kuondomoka, mabasa hapana. Nyaya iyoyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vakadzidza vane madegrees, you find munhu ane madegrees 2-3 asi basa hapana. What does that do kune vechidiki vamwe vari kukura vachava neshuwo yekuti vapinde kuchikoro vaende kumayunivhesiti here vachiona nyika yakazara maunemployed graduates sekuona kwenyu?
Yeah, zvinogona kuaffecta vechidiki vakati wandei when they are looking at our economy and where we are going. So what I can say is our leaders, they need to come up and meet as leaders and discuss the future of our nation. And even our president, His Excellency Jim Nangagwa, he must give confidence in the young people to tell them that no, as the government, we are with you. We have heard your content, and we are prepared to make sure that we meet what you are looking for. Even the Minister of Youth, to me, I can challenge them. They need also to speed up their game in terms of looking at the issues that young people are raising. I think there's a means that you should do that. The Minister of Youth should actually be involved in engaging young people. And also the political parties. Because if you see, we do engage young people in different platforms where the young people are also saying, the political parties themselves, because the government comes from the political parties.
Mr. Mchenje, please hold it there. Let me squeeze in this caller, Richard Moyo. Mr. Moyo, how are you? Hello, Mr. Moyo. Aiwa, tinofara. Mune 30 seconds. Tipei fungwa dzenyu.
Regai ndibude panze bonzi kumunzwa ikaviri pa ningi pa show.
Itai gaga mukoma nguva dzafamba, tine 30 seconds.
Regai nditende chirongwa chemanheru chamukutaura ichi chandiri kunzwa baba Donald Mamboma nababa Muchenje. Zveshuwa pachokwadi, youth vechidiki vatambudzika mabasa pachokwadi munyika yezimba, mabasa arimo asi ana mari. Ndo chatinoda kuti titaure ichocho. Hatingaditi rove imbwa takadudza mupini munyika yezimba togara tirimo. Ndikada kuti ndikuzivisei, ndikakuudzai kuti vana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka, vanasikana. Tikaenda panana shonga miti payapaya pane zvimamaini zviripo, unoona vanasikana vechidiki diki vachizama kuzvibatsira nenzira yakaipa. Saka mukati menyika yekwedu yeZimbabwe munotoda nyasha dzaJehovha Mwari. Zvose zviri kuzama mumamusangano yekubatsira vechidiki.
On that note, I'm sorry, mukoma Richard Moyo, we have to leave it there. Let me extend a heartfelt thanks to our guest, Mr. John Muchenje, and our callers, as well as you at home, our listeners. Let's make another date next week. I am Thungamile Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about youth unemployment amid the worsening economic decline. This as government workers are pushing for a strike over poor wages and the poor economic outlook. The job action to be finalized later this week has the support of labor unions and civil society organizations. But the government has signaled a heavy-handed response, reportedly deploying police units, mainly in the capital, Harare. While the government statistics agency says Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently stands at about 90%, independent commentators say it's way over 90%. And that means limited opportunities for young people, including university and college graduates. Lingaba lichona njani emakhaya yikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje kungolwesibili. Sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni. Nangu abatsha abaningi bakhala ngokuthi bayafunda baphothule emakolishini lasemanyuvesi kodwa basuke bengayitholi imisebenzi. Vakhala njalo ngokubhidlika komnotho khona abathi sokwenze impilo yabalukhuni kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziphakathi kokuqoqa ukukhalala umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Kwazwai vatereri kusangana ukumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chewe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa munyika apo vechidiki vachichema-chema nekuti kunyangwe vadzidza sei mabasa haazi kuwanikwa nechikonzero chekutadza kwehurumende kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Tiri kutaura nevechidiki vachinzwa tichinzwa zvishuvo zvavo. Kune rimwewo divi vashandi vehurumende vari kugadzirira kuramwa mabasa vachichema-chema nekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma. And now let's hear from 21-year-old Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate based in Kwabulawayo. She talks to VOA Studio 7's Ezra Chisasvanda.
You're 21 years old, and what are you doing in life?
Well, I'm an aspiring radio and TV presenter.
At the moment, you're unemployed.
I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm looking here and there.
Okay, we have seen that many youths in Zimbabwe are unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
How do you survive?
These days, it's no longer about the passion. It's about whatever puts food on the table. So you can either do anything, cleaning or waitressing. That's all you can do.
But is it very difficult to get those jobs as well?
It is very difficult to get those as well because people are hiring amongst their family members or amongst themselves.
And then I understand that a lot of people, they hire those who are connected to them or...
Exactly.
Or their friends or relatives.
Exactly.
Or, and for people like you, who don't have anybody in the system or in businesses or in companies, how do you survive?
Yeah, it's really tough on us because we are trying to survive as well. And you look everywhere, they'll tell you we are booked or we're not taking anyone at the moment. Where else do you know that they're going to be taking their what? Their close associates. So it's really hard for us, the unemployed.
Looking at the future, where are you going, Mutlasi, when you're looking at the situation right now?
Looking at the situation, we are not going anywhere. We will end up doing nothing. So much for the passion, our passions and our aspirations. We will be forced to do anything just to put food on the table.
As a youngster like yourself, a 21-year-old, do you live with relatives? Do you live with your parents? Where are you getting source of income?
Right now, I don't have any source of income. I stay with my parents. Yeah.
So your parents, after completing everything, schools, college, they now have to support you again.
They have to support me, but obviously they are always pestering me to, like, look for a job, do something. You're done with your schoolwork, so do something with your life. But what do I do? No one is hiring.
That was Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate, speaking from Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. We also spoke to 24-year-old beauty therapist Samantha Ncube.
Samantha Ncube, you are 24. What are you doing in life?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing?
Yes.
You've never worked before?
No.
When did you complete your course?
2017.
And you've just been sitting at home?
I've been just sitting at home.
So what's the plan for the future?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
What are your plans? Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to trick others going to South Africa? Are you already looking some of them? Some of the people your age are actually now married. I can see now that you are pregnant already. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm now married. I'm married,
Why did you get married at a young age? Is it because you entered security?
Yes, I entered security, and the thing of not working, it wasn't working for me, so I just decided.
So you had to get married and sit down?
Yes, yes.
So you're happily married now?
Yes, happily married.
Do you wish to go back and work as well?
Very much. I do wish so.
What you want to work? What do you want to do in life?
I want to do things.
Yeah.
I want to be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I also want to be a host.
Okay, since you've done all these tourism courses and all that, but they can't employ you, so you can't get a job there?
I can't.
Looking at the youth your age, so many of you are moving around the streets, and some are into prostitution, and some are into selling and buying. Where do you see the future of you, all you youngsters, your age, let's say the youth between the ages of 18 and 36, where do you see them in about 10 years' time or so?
In about 10 years' time, I think we will be all suffering. Looking at the situation of our country, we'll be suffering.
That was Samantha Ncube speaking in Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. Tava kuenda kuHarare uko mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangutya. Ataura newechidiki Tanasi wa Dambuza uyo ane makore kuberekwa makumi maviri nemana 24. Dambuza anoti vechidiki vari kutya noko dzezvironda.
Chikoro makabvari makaita chika pari pari zvino ndiri kufundawo palenhe masters. In international trade in diplomacy, but in a cut of pins, but it's also one of the media one was a tattoo. But Paris Panchina, Tajunguita, Ufolongia, mobilized China, Kasiana Siana, she will really put the Nirmura Mazua, the Guana Ocean.
Sakatigat is Rupan said, which is the Michi Rara.
Kufolongia, Pachopani. And Panisi Kurarama, and Panisi Kuchengeta, or Wabiri, Wanguses of Ashuira, Musulim Kungenda Pizza, Funzu, and Zanakit.
Some of the Michis guys were the women who see Bangalaga, the moon in Spansa of Wanama Pasa, since Maganda Goods.
Mente, so in Babuji, Tino Pasarayo, the Kuchi Panisi Kungeshi, Bat Siriz, Vichidiki, Kuchiwangi, Vachuana Mabasa. Saka chimwe chanokwanisa kuita kugadzirawo ikonomi yedu munyika yeZimbabwe kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana pokushandira nokuti kana ikonomi isina kumira zvakanaka
zvinoreva kuti isu samayouth hatikwanisi kuwanikwa tichiwanikwawo tichienda kwokushanda uye zvakare tirikuona kune mitemo imwe inopunyikidza maorganizations ataishuvira kunge tichishandira for example PVOB izvozvo zviri kuita kuti maorganizations mazhinji atize of which isusu sevanhu vakadzidzawo political science tinototarisirwa kunge tichishanda kungava kuhurumende kana kumaorganizations iwo saka kana maemployers or potential employers edu achinge asipo or achinge achitiza munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinongoreva kuti hatikwanisi kuwana mabasa.
Tanatsiwa Dambuza achitaura ari muHarare naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. And now let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. That have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Debele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. You can send us your views on our social media platforms. We continue our show with Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda talking to youths in the country. Kulomunye njalo osakhulayo ongumsekeli webandla leZanu PF oke waxoxa le Studio 7 kusikhatshana esedluleyo. Yena othi kakazi asebenze empilweni yakhe kodwa uthi lanxa kunjalo uza qhubeka elivotela ibandla elibusayo.
Kunjani mama izombani?
Nginompilo Sibanda.
Yebo nompilo Sibanda.
Yebo.
Wena yini la?
Mina ndiyuthi.
Elani?
ELeZanu PF.
Uyithi ELeZanu PF hamba yena esigabeni sapho.
Hayi esigabeni kuright.
Right. Ubona njani abantu bakhala vela abantu amayouth kala msebenzi wena njengeyouth leZanu P F uthini?
Nakathesi kawuphi umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi.
Uthini phela?
Sithi sicela nje umsebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi. Sisemakhaya sosibona ukuthi.
Umyeza kubuza ukuthi manje kuZanu P F ungenamsebenzi uhlaleleni?
Ah, kathi ngihlezi kuphela kathi ngingathini?
Awudingi amanye amabandla?
Hayi, amabandla kangiwadingi.
Okay.
Ngihlezi nje lami khonapho kuZanu P F ngibambelele khonapho.
So ubambelele la
inyaka kakhulu
uyasebenza
kuzani phela
umnyaka ka 2023 bona ngale wena
ngikhangela sikhangelele konoko
eh kodwa ubona ngale ngabona ulona
kakhulu
ujongana
ah nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakala nje sikhangele nje lalapha sihlangana khona nje singamalithi singabadana hayi sikhangela sinambe nengi kakhulu siyawe
bona owasebenza
hayi
awuzosebenza
eh
ukhalelo uzasebenza kodwa
engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni za 2023 sizaqalisa
hayi zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alili kodwa
hayi akusikalula abantu asazimsikula ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
umngeni wawutshela abanye amayouth asakhulela
ngamanye amayouth nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sikubela kwene njezimali lapho esingazicela khona khona pebandleni lethu lapho izuzu ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
Osakhulayo weZanu PF uNompilo Sibanda exoxa lapho lo Ezra Chiza Sibanda weStudio 7. Olaf Mosbana yena uxoxe njalo elo Ezra Chisa Spanda othi usedinge umsebenzi waze wadela sakhulayo ke uLaf Mosbana sizweni inxoxo yakhe lo Ezra Spanda.
Wena ke nyabona le myami ngayo?
Mina nje 32 years.
Ini lapho yasebenza yini?
Ah lapha emsebenza sithole. Siyaphayiseka nje sithusale sizama ukudinga bada umsebenzi akasithole.
Usulesikhathi nganani ungasebenzi?
Hayi ngathi vele ngazama lokuya eGoli ngaphenduka lapha ekhaya angizake ngisebenze.
Kule minyaka
eyi-32.
Empilweni yakho nxa ukhangele uphila njani ngobunzima lobo khona ungasebenzi?
Ah kunzima vele because le nto zasezinzima akula lutho esingaluthola asitholi lutho siphila nzima vele.
Nxa ukhangele kathesi isimo seZimbabwe ngobunzima lobo bukhona ucabanga ukuthi ke intsha njenganamayouth anjenganazaphila ngani?
Ah kungaba le change besitholele amaproject okuyenza kuyabe kungcono.
Nxa sikhangele wena kathesi emsebenzi oyenzayo kuyini ongathi ufundele ukusebenza kwenza?
Umsebenzi ngenze yabhozi ngiyakwanisa ukufaka ama-times aphansi awazopela.
So wena vele ungulokuze uyakwazi ukwakha, uyakwazi ukulungisa ama-tiles, uyakwazi nokupenda. Uqualified?
Yeah, ngiqualified man.
Lapho edolobheni wenzani? Uyabe ubhodi usenzani?
Sabe sidinga nje eni singakuthola emgwaqweni but akuka nje sikuthola.
Uthatha isikhathi ngalani wawuthola umsebenzi? Uthi uthole i-peace job?
Ah, i-peace job uyithola ka-1 kumbe ngi-2.
Uphile ngani? Khuluma sibili usitshele phela uhlala.
Khona lokho ukuthi after 2 weeks ungatholi $10 oyitholayo nale uthenga impuphu uthenge mase usiyathola enye futhi $10 after 2 weeks isiphilela vele ukudla plus kuyabe kushota vele asitholi lutho.
With elections approaching in 2023, some are worried that the unemployed youth are vulnerable to being used by political parties to unleash violence for a small fee. Despite all the odds, some youths are finding solace in technology where they are creating opportunities for themselves and others. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye spoke with Rodwell Nyati, who teaches computers and coding at Meta Innovation Hub in Victoria Falls.
Panama distributors of innovation hub. We teach savannas with Siana Siana, new code coding, Kanabu Katra music, Kanabu Vitas of Tua.
Murku wana Vichiliki was standard stage in West.
And Rona Vachiti Parva Singaiti and Rona. Bashinji bacho bachuya nekuwanda bachuya kuzoda kudzidza zvikoding nezvekuita nezvetechnology.
Chirongwa ichi muri kusponswa nani? Chiri kubatsirwa nani?
Chirongwa ichi chiri kubatsirwa ne Love for Africa, Jamf, Angel of Hope and Meta.
Ini mune makore mangani tikona munenge vechidiki?
Ine ndiri 20. I'm turning 20 in muna August. So 26.
Saka vana vari kutambira sei kuona vachidzidziswa nene chidiki vanenge ni?
I believe vanenge vachifara kusinga yeti because each and every time ndikapinda muno muchikoro muno ana vese vanenge vachida kumbouya kuno vavazotaura neni vachimbondiexplainira some of the things vavanenge vachiesa.
Saka vanenge vachida kunyatsonzwa zvamuri kuita vanokubata ipapi munowanikwa kupi?
Tinowanikwa kumosi Victoria Falls, mostly innovation, mostly high school, and then innovation. Or no one on the batter by number 078-298-7424. Or no one on the number by Twitter, when the vote will be line again.
That was Rodwell Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And now we are joined by our guest, that's John Muchenge, founder of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation, which works with young people on peace building and employment opportunities. Mr. Muchenge, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the number of unemployed people in Zimbabwe seems to be growing by the day as the economy continues to crumble. But particularly looking at young people, the youth demographic, how concerned are you about unemployment among Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think it's a cause for concern when we are seeing quite a number of graduates in our country that are loitering. Some of them are moving outside the country looking for employment and greener pastures. And we as an organization that advocates for youth meaningful participation in the development of our nation, we are saying to the government that they should try to create meaningful opportunities for young people in our country. Zimbabwe has got a lot of opportunities that young people can explore, but I think we need to put our government to task to make sure that they open up those spaces so that we don't continue experiencing the brain drain that we are currently experiencing. But a lot of young people are moving to the neighboring countries, South Africa, some to UK, to looking for greener pastures. And as a country, if we continue doing that, in the next 5-10 years, we'll be left with no professionals in our country, even to zero. So as an organization, we are really concerned, and we are doing some inroads and engagements, diplomatic engagements with relevant ministries, even the government, to make sure that they open up spaces for young people. Like you said before, that if we continue neglecting these young people, one, they are going to use drugs. I've seen the Ministry of Youth and other people doing massive campaigns against drug abuse and some awareness. And secondly, they're going to be used by politicians that have got money and manipulated to be involved in violence. That is actually experiencing where young people are being used as political tools to pursue some agendas for certain political people.
And the government, of course, is blaming the ongoing economic challenges and the rate of unemployment on sanctions by Western countries like the United States and Britain. Is that not a fair point?
Yeah, it's a topic for discussion, and it depends which angle are we coming from. Both from my own understanding as a development practitioner, I have two things that are causing our economic crumble. The first one is the sanctions. Yes, they are there. They've been imposed, and they are causing some restrictions in the movement of goods and money even outside our country. But also we've got corruption, which is within our country, which also the government needs to deal with. I've heard the president, E.G. Mnangagwa, highlight hammering on corruption, which means and also the formation of the ZEC, Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. We need these guys to hammer on corruption so that at least we limit some money which is being taken out of the country illegally. We limit also the movement of our minerals that are being illegally exported out of our country. So I think the sanctions, yes, and also corruption. So the government needs to close in these two things that are affecting our economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Muchenge. And please do stay on the line as we take our first caller. That's Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Tinofara mkoma tungamili magadi hivyo.
Aiwa tinofara edu. Mapinda mchirongwa mui kuiwona ose nyaye kushaikwa kwe mabasa ya kangani sawe chindiki Muzimbabwe.
Mkoma tunga inye eno kwaza singaiti inye uru ino kwaza singaiti kuchino danga toki endliwa ine weye kuti ni kurukundi uru nende aita mnyesa msoro pangu chete nevanu nalagari vabereki kana kuti ngakuti ma stakeholders ese ane chekuita nezvidzidzo kana kuti nezve kuchengetwa kwevana zvakanaka kugara pasi nokuti pane dambudziko guru mukoma Mutunga ndaichimbota vatete mavhelasi palet's talk panyaya pamusoro penyaya iyo ndichiti future yevana yenyika future yenyika kwete yevana future yenyika yakutoenda mudondo nokuti vana vazhinji vanofanirwa kuzotora nyika kuindira pane imwe stage mberi neramangwana varivo vakukanganisika kudai vanhu takatarisa zvinhu zvinogwadza mukoma nokuti nyika inenge yatoratidza kuti yakutoenda kumawere crisis jaja deep crisis
haiwa tinotenda
vanhu vakadzidza Zimbabwe inenge hakuchipe kusisina ndozvatinoreva kuti nhoroondo yese yekunzi Zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzidza kusisina neramangwana
aha tinotenda mukoma Donald regai tidzokere kuna vaJohn Muchenje muri kunzwa vamuchenje vamamboma vari kutaura nekuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza stereki asi upfumi huri kuondomoka mabasa hapana nyaya iyoyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vakadzidza vane madegrees you find munhu ane madegrees 2-3 asi basa hapana what does that do kune vechidiki vamwe vari kukura vachava neshuwo yekuti vapinde kuchikoro vaende kumayunivhesiti here vachiona nyika yakazara maunemployed graduates sekuona kwenyu
zvinogona kuaffecta vechiti vakati wandei when they are looking at our economy and the way we are going. So what I can say is our leaders, they need to come up and meet as leaders and discuss the future of our nation. And even our president, Netanyahu, Jim Nangago, he must give confidence in the young people to tell them that, no, as the government, we are with you. We have heard your complaints, and we are prepared to make sure that we meet what you are looking for. Even the Minister of Youth, to me, I can challenge them. They need also to speed up their game in terms of looking at the issues that young people are raising. I think there's a means that we should do that. The Minister of Youth should actually be involved in engaging young people. And also the political parties. Because if you see, we do engage young people in different platforms where the young people are also saying the political parties themselves, because the government comes from the political parties.
Mr. Mchenje, please hold it there. Let me squeeze in this caller by Richard Moyo. Mr. Moyo, how are you? Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Makadiko.
Aiwa tinofara. Mune 30 seconds tipei fungwa dzenyu.
Tinofara. Regai, okay, regai ndibude panze bonzi kunzwa ikaviri pa ningi pa show. Okay, regai
ndibude panze. Itai gaga mukoma nguva dzafamba. Tine 30 seconds chete.
Ya, regai nditende chirongwa chemanhiri chamukutaura icho. Chandiri kunzwa va Donald Mambo mana ba muchenje. Zveshuwa pachokwadi youth vechidiki vatambudzika mabasa pachokwadi munyika yezimba mabasa arimo asi ana mari ndo chatinoda kuti titaure ichocho hatingadi tirovembwa takabudza mupini munyika yezimba togara tirimo ndikada kundikuzivisei ndikakuudzai kuti vana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka vanasikana tikaenda pana shonga miti paya pane zvimamaini zviripo unoona vanasikana vechidiki diki vachizama kuzvibatsira nenzira yakaipa saka mukati menyika yekwedu yezimbabwe munotoda nyasha dzajehovha mwari zvose zviri kuzama mumamusangano ekubatsira vechidiki
and on that note I'm sorry mukoma Richard Moyo we have to leave it there let me extend a heartfelt thanks to our guest Mr. John Muchenje and our callers as well as you at home our listeners let's make another date next week. I am Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.